everyone, and welcome to Whose Life Is It Anyway? A show where everything is made up, but the points actually do matter. If any of that sounds a little familiar, well, that's because, yes, this is an improv comedy podcast where all the stories you're about to hear were completely made up on the spot, guided and prompted by real improv comedy games. How does it work? Well, two players are tasked with having a podcast-like interview or conversation, making it all up as they go, but there's a third guest who can interrupt at any time and give them new rules or new directions for their conversation via a list of different improv games and guidelines. How do you win? Well, if a player breaks character or simply doesn't follow the rules of the game they're in at the time, the other person is awarded a point, and at the end of a 20-minute time limit, the guest with the most points wins, and of course, becomes known to the world as a comedic genius. So, without any further ado, let's find out who's making stuff up in this episode.
I think I'm ready to go.
Are you ready?
Oh, yeah.
Well, then in that case, hello, everybody. Welcome to the show. Welcome to Whose Life Is It Anyway? It's a very real podcast, all about a fake podcast. Hey, stop. That's not even supposed to be a joke yet. We're not making stuff up yet, but we will be soon when we're making someone's life story up right on the spot.
Love it.
I can't do it alone. You know how it goes. Joining me on this show, my friends Nick and Taylor. Welcome to the show, fellas.
You.
And the crowd goes
mild.
Wild, either way, they're here. Well, what's about to happen is you can see if you're watching or if you're only listening, I will explain it to you right this very second. Taylor is in the captain's chair. You're in the host seat for this episode, which means, Nick,
yes, sir,
you and I are going to be tasked with making up a podcast right here, right now.
Love
on
it.
The spot. And one of our life stories is about to be made up as we go. And also, I hate to say it, but one of us is going to have to win and one of us is going to have to lose.
Mm. Yeah, I'm sorry about that.
That's my favorite part.
For you.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Well, the threats are beginning. So before they get any deeper or more dangerous.
In it to win it.
Or any sexier.
To be fair.
We'll save that for a couple of games from now. Taylor, you're the host. You're in control. So
yes,
you can assign us our roles. You can assign us the theme of this show that we're going to be doing.
So, gentlemen, Nick, you will be the host.
Perfect.
Ross, you will be the interviewee, so to speak.
Okay.
And Nick will be hosting a podcast where he will be interviewing relatives of lesser known relatives of famous people.
Perfect.
I'm the host?
Beautiful.
Yes, Nick is the host. And gentlemen, are you ready?
Sure am.
Nick? You got,
sorry. I should let you know.
Oh, no, you're good. And gentlemen, begin.
Fucking goddamn it. Welcome back to In the Shadows of Giants, the show about people that are close to famous people or whatever. My name's Kyle Sucks with a Q, and I'm here with my guest.
Fuck. Yep.
What is your... Okay, sorry. What's your name?
Well, goddamn, kid.
Hold on 1 second.
You know, that's what...
Sorry, go ahead.
That's what my brother does all the time.
Mm-hmm. He's such a good...
Some of you might know me. My name is Lukewarm Stan Austin. I am the younger brother of Stone Cold Steve Austin.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, fuck. Yeah. Dude, he's so sick.
I appreciate it. Well, mm-hmm. I'm sitting right here. I'm your guest. I appreciate you having me on. I mean, goddamn, we're here. You're going to get to know me, right?
Mm-hmm.
So what do you want to know about me? I don't want to talk about Steve. I don't want to talk about nothing he's done.
Man, that was...
You got any questions for me?
No, sure.
What?
You caught me off guard.
What?
You caught me off guard.
What?
Fuck. I feel like you're doing... You don't want me to ask about Steve, but you're doing Steve thing.
No, see, here's the thing. Nobody knows, nobody understands. I made all that up, and he stole it because he was on TV every single week out there with The Rock, with Triple H, with The Undertaker. He's out there running his mouth. He stole all my shit.
Change.
He's out there every single week running around in his black tights with his beer. What? With his stunners. What? With his little boots. What? I gave him all that. I was supposed to be the wrestler, not him.
So we got some pent-up stuff to work through today.
You're goddamn right.
So you don't want me to ask about him, but it seems like it's all you want to talk about.
I'd love for you to ask me about anything about me.
Okay.
I mean, hell.
We're going to pause there, and we're going to do our first game, because I feel like it's perfect timing. I know.
Hey, you picked it, buddy. Dive in.
We're going to start. First game, number of words. So I'm going to assign each of you a number of words. If you go over, that's game, gentlemen.
Okay. Mm.
Nick, you will get 4 words. Ross, you'll get 3. And go.
What's a day like?
What kind of day?
Just a normal day.
Well, about me?
Yeah. About you, mostly.
Goddamn, kid.
Will you answer it?
I wake up.
And then what happens?
Drink a beer.
Can you elaborate more?
Drink another beer.
I mean, that's sick.
Smash a can.
Is it beer related?
Grab another one.
So it's just beer.
Take a shot.
Are you an alcoholic?
Ain't never been.
Do you need help?
What? What? What?
We'll get you help.
Don't need it.
Sounds pretty off kilter.
I ain't jealous.
What aren't you jealous?
Steve Austin, damn.
Oh yeah, your brother.
Shit older brother.
Really good wrestler though.
Honestly, not bad.
Good reality TV host?
I was better.
What show did you host?
Fuck!
I had to count for a second. Actually, I think Nick lost that one.
So the point. I was like, don't pay attention. Wow.
The point on that one goes to Ross. I had to do a quick count in my head.
And I was like, Taylor can't count. Dear I got God, this in the bag.
Wow, gentlemen. You would have got that in the bag.
And that is correct. I cannot count.
Yes.
So.
Mm-hmm.
Well, gentlemen, that was a hell of a game.
I thought I had him.
You almost did.
Woo. Okay.
Let's get back to it.
I mean, hell, son. I've been around longer than him.
Change.
I was born after him, but I did everything that he did before him.
So you wrestled then?
Yep, I sure did. I never made it to the heights that Steve did, but I was almost there, almost signed a contract.
I feel like that's not very close to being at the heights as he, because there's a lot of lower leagues.
Well, hell, I was there the day that he got signed. I was going to get signed to the contract. They said, we need that bald son of a bitch right there with the goatee.
Change.
They said, we need that full head of hair son of a bitch to get out of here. And that was me, and they wanted that bald son of a bitch brother of mine.
If memory serves, this feels like kind of revisionist history, because if memory serves, he had a full head of hair when he was first signed.
Yep, not as much as I did. And then by the time we both got to the WWF, he got...
We're going to stop right there. We're going to play now Letter Change. So...
Oh, God.
Given that Ross has just started us with W, our next, as you guys know, Letter Change, you have to start the next sentence with the next letter in the alphabet. We are going to be starting with...
Oh, wait. Are we playing alphabet or Letter Change?
Oh, is that... Oh, my bad. That would be
alphabet. Oh,
I don't know the games well enough.
The best host.
Yeah, Ross is correct, actually. The game will be alphabet.
This will not be edited.
We will be starting with a letter in the alphabet. Next sentence has to start with the next letter. Ross, because you said WWF, we will be starting with X.
X-Pac was there. He saw me not get signed. I got kicked out the damn door.
You have to know that I have some sympathy for a man who lost his hair.
Zoinks, that's a bald-ass head.
And you don't even care?
About as much as you would assume I would. I mean, hell, I've been getting screwed over by bald people my entire life.
Could tell you would take that the wrong way.
Don't trust anybody. That's me and Steve's motto from day one.
Change.
Damn son of a bitch. I just want to get to the part where we stop talking about Steve's success and we start talking about mine.
Every time I ask you a question, you bring up Steve.
Forget about Steve. Let's talk about me.
God, I would love to forget about Steve, but you keep bringing him up.
Triple H once told me that I should have got signed instead of Steve, and I hung on to that every single
day. Yeah, that's definitely a point for Nick.
See, I love G&T next to each other when it's gin and tonic, but not when it's in the alphabet.
Not when it's in the alphabet.
H. H-H-H.
You said triple.
You said Triple H.
No. You that said, was an abbreviation.
Oh, oh,
I don't think that counts.
And then when HHH was in...
Hunter Hearst Helmsley.
Oh, oh,
yeah, that's
God.
A good point for Nick. Well, but, gentlemen,
I get it. Why, so why'd you have me on the show? You know, you want to know, you want to sit, you want to talk about Steve, you want to talk about all the things he's done. I was a wrestler, too. I was there.
And use the host power real quick. We are going to roll switch. You are now the interviewer. You are now the interviewee. So, go ahead.
Listen, man, so I get it. I mean, you've been in his shadow for an awful long time. I mean, yep. he was one of the biggest wrestling stars of the 90s, early 2000s. I understand that you also tried to be a wrestler, right?
I mean, I didn't try. I was successful.
Okay, yeah, sorry. Now,
how many times do I have to tell you that?
Yeah. So did you travel with Steve before you guys ended up splitting? What was that like?
I mean, if I have to be honest, the early days were... They were beautiful. They were wonderful. We were in a van together.
Change.
We were in a house together.
Oh yeah, brothers.
We rode one scooter to the different events. Just
okay.
Me on the back, holding on for dear life. We were big boys, obviously, as you can see.
Yeah,
shoulders are so wide.
Like such brotherly love. Mm-hmm. I mean, you guys were really connected there at the beginning, and then so he gets signed to with WWE, and then I mean. Can we talk about what goes through your head at that moment?
Well, I mean, we were just talking about it. I was there to sign.
Yeah.
And then he steps in, and he takes my contract away.
Okay, we're going to pause right there. On top of this role switch, I'm now going to add in questions only. The guests can only speak in questions. Both of you can only speak in questions.
So where does the name Lukewarm Steve Austin, Stan Austin. Sorry. Where's that name come from?
I was about to blow off the lid if you got my name wrong.
Okay, and that's already a point for Ross.
Oh shit, we're playing
questions only.
Lost immediately.
So yeah, Stan, can you tell me? You know, he's got Stone Cold Steve Austin. That's a tale as old as time. Mm-hmm. It's been told over and over. Tons of documentaries made about him, not you. Mm-hmm. So we need to kind of get to the bottom. Mm-hmm. Lukewarm Stan Austin. Where does the lukewarm come from?
We're gonna stop there and use the host power now, and you're gonna switch back. You're the host again. You are now Lukewarm Stan Austin.
So where again? Sorry, I need to reiterate. Where does the name Lukewarm Stan Austin come from?
I mean, hell, I ain't an idiot. I ain't a dumbass. You ain't got to repeat your question so much.
Okay.
But if you want to know, let's talk about me a little bit. Yeah, Lukewarm, we're sitting there. We're in the ring. We had a ring in our backyard down in Texas. We were down.
We're going to pause right there. I think now is the perfect time to give our guests their lines.
So we're playing
Who's
Line.
For Whose Line.
Okay. All right.
I've given them two secret lines on a piece of paper. They must use these during the next phase of their stories.
And hell, we were sitting there, and we're coming up with our wrestling gimmicks. We're sitting there. We're practicing. We're training. We're doing it. We're training hard. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And I sit there. And hell, it was this moment of inspiration where Steve's sitting there, we're chugging beers, we're taking shots, right? And he looks over at me. He looks me dead in the eye with his little beady eyes. And he looks at me and he says, "Where are your pants?" And I said, "Well, goddamn, we're wrestlers. We ain't wearing them. We're in our underwear. We're out here in black trunks, some bitch." You know what I'm saying?
I do know what you're saying, and I get that. But it kind of goes back to my earlier question. You guys were so close.
We were.
At this time.
Yep.
And where you think just the contract signing issue was where it went awry?
I mean, where else would it go wrong? You know what I'm saying? I'm sitting here. I'm coming up with lukewarm.
Don't you think things build up after a while? I mean, I think in your memoirs, it was quoted that you said, "Hey, what's that bulge?"
Right. Yeah.
So Steve, what's that mean?
Steve was stuffing his pants. He was stuffing his trunks. He knew he was going to get a moment on TV. He's trying to make himself look bigger.
Mm-hmm.
Change.
I saw Vince McMahon that day, and I saw his bulge. And I said, "Hey, what the hell's that bulge?" And that might have had something to do with why I didn't get signed.
Do you think that might have had something to do?
That's what I just said.
Sure. But do you think it did have something to do?
It could have had something to do with it.
I think it had the thing to do with it.
And maybe the fact that Stone Cold is just maybe a cooler name than Lukewarm, but it doesn't matter.
So when you guys were thinking up these names,
yep,
it was together then.
What?
It was as a team.
What?
As a tag team.
What?
As a team.
You're right.
As a tag team. Oh, sorry.
We were brothers. Of course we were going to be a tag team. Lukewarm, mm-hmm. Stone Cold, back to back like a hot elephant Duke on a summer day. Give me a hell yeah.
Okay, hell yeah. Sorry.
That's right. That's right. Anyway, we're sitting there. We're coming up with the names. Hell, I forgot that trunks weren't diapers, so I kept pissing myself every single training session. I pissed myself. My pants were always lukewarm. That's how I came up with it.
Do you think it would...
We're gonna pause right there. Now we are going to play...
My throat hurts.
I was going to say, I also kind of want to give Ross's throat a break. It sounds like he's having a hard time.
Yeah, if you know what I mean.
If you know what I mean. Speaking of which, that is the game that we are going to be playing, gentlemen. Now, if you know what I mean, is a fun game where they will make several innuendos and end this with a variation of the phrase, if you know what I mean.
Do you think you were pissing your pants all the time because of the head trauma, if you know what I mean?
Hell, I was laying flat on my back every night, if you catch my drift.
I mean, I think we can catch your mid-drift, if you know what I mean.
I got something stuck in my boot, if you know what I mean.
And that's the reason you have to piss yourself, because, I mean, I've been around town, and I've seen a few things, if you know what I mean.
Hell, I'm walking around town rock hard, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, it's very, very straightforward, if you know what I mean.
You know what? I'm not real sure what you mean.
And that is another point for Nick.
Oh, let me take you back. Since you ain't good at asking questions,
mm-hmm,
all right?
Mm-hmm.
I was there with Steve. We're training. I come up with Lukewarm. He comes up with Stone Cold. And we're supposed to be a tag team. And I said, "God damn, this is it. We're going to be famous, but we need a tag team. We need a motto. We need a slogan. The Rock's out there saying, 'If you smell,' Triple H is out there telling people to suck it. Undertaker sitting there saying, 'I'm back from the dead.' I said, I need something to make myself stand out. If Steve's going to get signed, I need something better. Can I run it by you? I don't think people ever heard it because I never went to TV. I never got on TV like Steve did. So this is my thing. I was going to be a wrestler. I was going to be on TV. I was going to walk out there. I was going to say, I was going to look at everybody and say, 9/11 was an inside job. Give me a hell yeah."
I think it's an important question, follow-up question here. Because I know we're on this very popular show.
Which I appreciate. I don't know if I said that. I appreciate you having me here.
Yeah, yeah.
Change.
I appreciate the fact that you had me on your show, but damn, son, you can kiss my ass.
Gladly. But I think the timelines don't really match up there. I think you're just trying to rile up, you know, some viral moments and get yourself back in the spotlight.
Here's the thing. That's 100% fact. Listen, I know now that I ain't going to get over in any business, kid. I get it. They couldn't say it on TV. Now we're living in a post-Towers world. I get it. I ain't going to say something like that.
Sure.
Back then, this happened before. You're right. I said it because on the day that Steve got signed and I didn't, it was September 11th. It just so happened to even out that way. It worked out that way.
That is.
So after that, Steve gets signed on September 11th. I'm walking around. I'm working the indies, making the dates, trying to make my money. And I'm out there and I'm trying it on. 9/11 was an inside job. Ain't no way Steve's getting signed and not me.
I mean, I think something you have to remind yourself, you know, it's something that I tell myself daily, is that, I mean, that's it. I'm becoming a stripper. Do you think that there could have been another route you took and just got out of wrestling and used that body of yours, beautiful body of yours?
Pause. I think this is a perfect time to kick into Film Noir. For those of you at home watching, Film Noir is our podcasters must keep breaking into at-camera delivered Film Noir style narrations on how the conversations are going.
I mean, goddamn, I ain't gonna be a stripper. I was born to be a pro wrestler. And what he didn't know was that I wanted any way into the WWF at the time. I wanted to get signed anywhere I could, so I did actually do some dancing for the boys in the back. That's the only way I got to be on the road with them.
Change.
What he didn't know is that, yeah, I retired for about 6 months after Steve got signed. I went to the clubs. I danced. I stripped. I made a little bit of cash, but it didn't work. No one likes lukewarm piss dripping down on their face while you're dancing over top of them. But I did it. I ain't never gonna strip. I never would.
I knew I was going to break him. I knew I would get to the bottom of this. And I knew I just needed to ask one question of him. But like, did you strip though?
You ain't doing your research, are you?
I mean, obviously not.
Here's the thing. I might have danced a little bit here and there. I might have had to make some extra cash. But I tell you what, I'll never do it again. I did it once. I ain't selling out ever again. I'm still gonna make it in the pro wrestling ring. You can catch me down at the Hoochie Cooch every Thursday night at 7. Give me a hell yeah, I'm still a stripper. So I ain't never gonna do it again like I told you.
What he didn't know is that I saw him down at the Hoochie Cooch last weekend stripping in front of me and my boys on a weekend work trip. Listen, you know, sir, if that's what you say, I'm gonna follow what you say. I'm just saying, you could get some work stripping if you wanted it.
I mean, you really think so? Think that I got the body for it? Yeah, I mean, here's the thing.
I think you know you
freeze. I'm going to use a host power. I'm going to try this one out. Dubbing. I'm going to interject and dub for Ross in this interview as you want to continue it for a few lines.
I think you know you have a good body because you came in here in a crop top showing off the midriff.
Well, what can I say, brother? I just love my crop top midriffs and showing off these hefty cheeks.
Do you think that this is going to bring closure?
This is the end of the game.
Freeze. Back to Ross. What the hell's that noise? Well, you're trying to wrap me up. You're trying to send me home. You're trying to three count me. 1, 2, 3. Trying to kick me out of here like Steve in the WWF did.
Listen, Stan. There's no noise.
Call me by my full name, Luke Warm Stan Austin.
Listen, Luke, there's no sound.
I heard something.
I know.
You think I took too many chair shots to the head?
I think that's why you pissed yourself back in the 80s.
I piss myself now.
Yeah, I think it's because you took a ton too many chair shots to the head. I think you have real brain damage.
You working for Vince?
Vince who?
McMahon.
So I think at this point, also, we're way beyond the noir, and I don't remember who broke it first.
I thought that just ended.
Oh,
I thought you broke it.
Yeah, I thought you, because you took control of me.
I did.
And then, yeah, so I don't know.
Some hosts we have.
I don't know if we both won or we both lost. So
a point each.
Folks, the noise we did here was the timer going off. The game is technically over.
The game did end in the midst of that last one.
And sure. That podcast interview seemingly ended in the midst of just absolute chaos.
Which is nice. And that, I mean, honestly, there's nothing more that lukewarm Stan Austin would have a podcast end in the middle of chaos.
You're right. Of course. Mm-hmm. Of course it would end in chaos. Yes.
I need to know about that midriff, though.
Yeah, well, I mean, you can catch old lukewarm down at the Hoochie Coo Thursdays at 7.
Sometimes he does a weekend.
Okay, we got to go then.
Yes, so if you guys want to get out of here.
You want to drive?
Plans. I cannot drive.
Okay. Well, it's a tie, so legally. I would guess whoever gets to the Hoochie Coo first wins, correct?
It's a Hoochie Coo off.
Yeah.
A Hoochie off.
To be fair, I do have a card there.
Oh.
Well, like a mug, you know, that you drink out of that's just like hanging on the walls.
See, I couldn't get in because I kept asking for lukewarm Stan Austin's autograph every time I go there.
Mm, yeah, that's
they
just
don't
a,
like that.
No, they don't.
They don't like it because it's just a piece of paper that's soaked in piss.
Yeah.
They're so real. They don't want him. Yeah. He pisses everywhere, and they don't like him there.
Well, if we are trying to make it to the Hoochie Coo in time for Stan Austin's set, Taylor, did you say, is it an actual tie, or are you just saying that?
Gentlemen, we do have a tie. It is tied 2-2.
We only scored 2 points in that whole thing.
This is a Taylor problem.
A lot of changes, a lot of games in there.
I feel like we played so many games, and that episode went by so fast.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay, so we're tied. That means
we
go into overtime.
We go to Hoochie Coo.
Race to the Hoochie Coo. Lukewarm Steve Austin. Stan Austin.
Come on.
Get it right.
How's that voice?
Yeah.
My throat hurts.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
My throat hurts.
There were moments where I was like, oh, I got to just give you a break here.
That man is faltering.
So as you're in the captain's chair, are you officially calling it? Is it a draw? Or are we going into sudden death? Are we going into last man standing? Are you putting us in a steel cage?
Are you putting us in a
casket match? What? You putting us in no disqualification? What? You putting us in?
Stop him.
Given the kind of subject matter and given the podcast, I think it would be appropriate if we finished this with a thumb war.
Oh wow.
All right.
A little bit of thumb wrestling. Wrestling podcast.
Okay. So
my hands are very cold.
So we have to get the thumb into where?
It's thumbs against each other, not thumbs against other things.
That's a different thumb war that I had growing up.
I don't
up.
Have lukewarm hands. I have very cold hands right now.
Kind of clammy. So, all right, hold on. We got to count in, right? This is the old school one.
We'll do it old school style. Stand old school up rules.
All right.
Upon a pin, there will be a three count.
Two, three, four. I declare a thumb war.
Go.
Oh, there's not
five,
more.
Five, six, seven, eight. So try to keep your thumb straight. Fuck.
I'm on in for a stunner.
This is hot.
One, two. Oh,
he got
out. He kicked out. One, two.
Oh, he's out again.
Hey, hold on a second.
Oh, my God.
Steve?
Stan?
Why are we fighting?
Your bulge is huge. Are you still stuffing?
Brother, I miss you.
Oh, my God.
Ain't nothing been the same without you.
Oh, brother.
Are we headbutting or kissing?
Whatever you want. I miss you so much.
I appreciate that. I also appreciate the fact that you've been ripping me off my whole life.
Oh, God.
God, Go to the wide.
God damn.
Oh.
Steve wins again.
Stan loses once more.
I believe Nick is the winner.
Stan folded.
Much like real wrestling. It was decided behind the scenes.
That one was a little bit predetermined because I thought it was better for Stan's story for him to take a loss there. So, folks.
That is a little BTS or behind the scenes for you watching at home.
Mm-hmm. That's what we call in the biz, behind the scenes.
So, dude, strip club?
Yeah, Hoochie Coo stand set is about to happen. So okay, let's wrap this up and let's get out of here. Yeah. Let's play one last game. Taylor, you got to be included. Oh, but this is what we're gonna do. We're gonna play one word at a time. We're gonna tell the people forming a goodbye one word at a time. But we're all gonna do it in a stone cold accent.
I'm gonna do it in a stand cold accent.
Stand cold, lukewarm, lukewarm here.
Lukewarm, Stan Austin. Taylor, kick us off.
Thanks.
What?
Four.
What?
Coming.
What?
Two.
What?
This.
What?
Hoochie.
What?
Coo.
What?
And.
What?
Showing. Showing.
Us.
What?
You skipped the what?
What?
Your.
What?
And that's a bottom line. Because lukewarm said so.
Maybe.
Lukewarm possibly mentioned it.
Maybe.
Yeah, that was the line. Lukewarm maybe said it.